Doing this forgiveness will cause me to gradually wake up from the dream?
Yes. If you woke up all at once, I assure you it wouldn't be pleasant. You have to be prepared for a different form of life. Even in this life where people think they're bodies, change isn't really welcome, even if people want to pretend it is. We said that Jay admired Plato's story of the cave, the one your mother used to read to you. He makes reference to it in this quote from the Course, which points out that both you and your brother will have conscious and unconscious resistance to the truth. It also advises that you shouldn't expect everyone to agree with you in this lifetime. Prisoners bound with heavy chains for years, starved and emaciated, weak and exhausted, and with eyes so long cast down in darkness they remember not the light, do not leap up in joy the instant they are made free. It takes a while for them to understand what freedom is. Your job is to forgive, not to beg for the agreement of those seemingly separated minds you are forgiving. As another way of looking at the same component of forgiveness, remember this paragraph from the workbook. There is a very simple way to find the door to true forgiveness and perceive it open wide in welcome. When you feel that you are tempted to accuse someone of sin in any form, do not allow your mind to dwell on what you think he did, for that is self-deception. Ask instead, "Would I accuse myself of doing this?" Instead of accusing yourself, remember that their call for love is your call for love. You should be grateful to them. You need them as much as they need you. Without those images you see and the miracle, you'd never be able to find the way out. These images are symbolic of what's in your unconscious mind. And without them, your unconscious guilt would be forever hidden from you. There would be no escape. The Holy Spirit takes the very device the ego made to protect itself and uses it to undo it. His devices can only be used for good. Don't worry about results that may or may not be seen at this level of form. Be grateful for what forgiveness and the Holy Spirit are doing for you. By forgiving your brothers and sisters in the manner just described, you are rejoining with what you really are, and you're telling the world and the bodily images you see that their behavior can't have any effect on you. And if they can't have any effect on you, then they don't really exist separately from you. Thus, there is no separation of any kind in reality. Which brings us to the final major component of the attitude of forgiveness. Trust the Holy Spirit and choose His strength. The peace of the Holy Spirit will be given to you if you do your job. He will heal the larger unconscious mind that's hidden from you and give you His peace at the same time. This peace may not always come right away, and sometimes it will. Sometimes it may surprise you in the form of something happening that would usually upset you, except this time it doesn't. All this will lead you to the kingdom of heaven, for, along with the Holy Spirit, you are doing the work that leads to the condition of peace, which is the conditions of the kingdom. Forgiveness is actually preparing you to re-enter the kingdom of heaven. As the Course says, the ability to accept truth in this world is the perceptual counterpart of creating in the kingdom. God will do His part if you will do yours, and His return in exchange for yours is the exchange of knowledge for perception. This knowledge, which is not traditional technical knowledge, but the experience of heaven, similar to the original idea of Gnosis, is everyone's right. The Course is not neo-Gnosticism. It is unique. The Gnostics did understand some things correctly, particularly the 2nd century Valentinian school in Rome. We mentioned the Gospel of Truth earlier, and that was written by a student of Valentinius.
Is that like the cheat notes of Gnosticism?
Sort of. Although some of the terms would probably confuse you, it was a popular gospel for a while. There's nothing wrong with being a popularizer, Gary, as long as you do a good job. Further a general understanding of the subject matter and make your own contributions, and also remember to give credit where credit is due. As far as the Gnostics and most of the other spiritual seekers who came before you are concerned, they didn't have access to most of the information about forgiveness that you're privileged to be learning now. So their minds couldn't really be prepared for Gnosis. Since you do have access to it, you should trust that the Holy Spirit is doing His job to make you prepared for heaven. And don't worry about how things appear on the surface. It may look like people aren't accepting your forgiveness, and that doesn't matter. The Holy Spirit will hold your forgiveness in their minds until they're ready to accept it. It doesn't even matter if the person is still alive in the body or not. The Holy Spirit will bridge the gap that seems to be in between the different aspects of your mind and make you whole again. For as the Course says about you and your forgivee, the Holy Spirit is in both your minds, and He is one because there is no gap that separates His oneness from itself. The gap between your bodies matters not, for what is joined in Him is always one.
Cool. If I've got this straight in my notes, these are the major components of forgiveness. I remember I'm dreaming. I forgive both my projected images and myself for dreaming them. And I trust the Holy Spirit and choose His strength. My dream that the separation from God is real is the cause of the problem. And the Holy Spirit's forgiveness is the solution.
Very good. That's an outline, a companion to the Course's formula of forgiveness, which says, A, that the cause should be identified, B, then let go, and C, be replaced. That's the way to remember God. The Course also says that the first two steps in this process require your cooperation. The final one doesn't. In other words, the Holy Spirit's part is not your responsibility. That's why I say you have to trust Him. Still, it's helpful to think of yourself as choosing His strength, because ultimately, you are exactly the same as Him and Christ. There is no real separation in the Holy Trinity. That was just a theological device to help people understand some Christian ideas. Through true forgiveness, you're becoming aware that you are the same as J and the Holy Spirit, one with God and Christ. There will be no recognition of differences in heaven, for there are none. There is, however, a perpetual high that will blow away anything you can experience here, because it is beyond all highs. Transcending any description, it is a shared oneness and a joy that you can receive glimpses of even in this lifetime. Artin and I will talk a little bit more about that when we catch you next time. After that, our visits will be quite short at times, and they'll be designed to help you look at different topics and situations with the thought system of the Course. Over the next several years, we're going to help you grow in your application of forgiveness in all aspects of life. But you'll be the one who will be doing most of the work. The day will come when you will awaken from the dream.
When?
Well, let's just say that it will be a hell of a lot faster than it could have been if you weren't prepared to accept the Course. Eventually, the Course's thought system will be second nature to you, and you'll be able to apply it with less and less effort. Sometimes there'll be no thinking at all. It's just a way of being. Other times you will have to think about the Course's ideas, which reinforces your forgiving attitude. It takes the illusion of time and a lot of practice to get to the point where the thought system of the Holy Spirit is just the way you are, and ultimately what you are. But it will come, and you'll know the Course viscerally as well as intellectually. That's a marvelous experience.
That would be like the Zen concept of knowing is unarticulated truth.
Pretty good, hotshot. But this is about experiencing what you really are, not what you thought you were. I'm going to give you an example of a forgiveness thought process shortly that you'll find helpful. Make this thought process an integral part of your thinking, along with the major components of forgiveness, the entire thought system of the Course that we've been explaining to you, everything you study, and all of the quotes I've been speaking. That should keep you busy the next few months. The more you know, the more likely you are to remember the Course's thought system when you need it the most, which is when things seem to be going badly.
You mean when life sucks ferociously?
Ferociously, mildly, it doesn't matter. It's just as important to forgive the little things as the apparently big things. Anything that disturbs your peace of mind is disturbing your peace of mind, and that's not the peace of God. You have to be willing to forgive everything equally. That's why the Course says miracles are all the same. Eventually, you'll see the equality of the things that aren't important to you and the things that are important to you.
Like Hawaii? Note, ever since I was a teenager and had seen movies and television shows filmed in Hawaii, I had dreamed of living there someday. I'd visited only once, which was one of the happiest times of my life. I hadn't been disappointed by what I found and desired more than ever to find a way to move there without struggling financially. Hawaii is expensive. It takes moolah to hula. And I knew that many of the people who made the move there were forced to give up and return home within the first couple of years for financial reasons. I was more determined than ever to live there, but I also wanted to create the conditions that would make me successful. There was nothing in my life that I coveted more.